Hi, I'm a regular attender.
I'm a visitor.
A little overdressed, huh?
Yeah, right.
Hey, I believe you're in my seat.
Oh, I didn't know this church had assigned seating.
Well, not technically, but that's sort of where I sit. I'm kind of a seasoned seat holder for the second service. There's a lot of other good seats on the other side of the auditorium. Maybe you want to try one of those?
Thanks for the tip, but I think I'll stay right here. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
No worries. Hey, could you do me a favor and grab that Bible?
No problem.
Thanks.
Whoa, wait.
Hey, 9 cents, bro. Sorry. Hey, have a great service.
Yeah, you too.
God bless.
Hi, I serve.
Nice. I sit.
Do you come here often?
Oh, yeah, like clockwork. Easily once a month. Unless there's a big NFL game or something. These seats are great, huh?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, yeah, real wide. Extra lower back support. Love them. You want to sit?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm a part of the greeting team, and I just came over to say hello.
Oh, hey, I really appreciate that. You guys really make me feel like I belong here.
Well, great. Since you understand the importance, maybe you'd like to be part of the team and help welcome other people here. I can introduce you to the leaders right over there.
Yeah, the thing about that, when I come in the auditorium, I usually have my cup of coffee in one hand and a donut or two in the other, and I've only got two hands, so I don't think that would work for me. The donuts and coffee are really good, though.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I got this system. Do you know if you come to the second service, you can get free coffee and donuts, coming and going? That's awesome. Wow,
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Well, if you're into coffee and donuts, I could get you plugged into the refreshment team, and then you could help serve once a month.
Well, I'm more into eating them than serving them, so they are good, though.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy them. Maybe you could help with the usher team and with the offering.
The offering, that's one part of the service I love. You know, the fact that there's money going around in bags, and I've never taken any out yet, but it's good to know it's there for a rainy day. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not for a rainy day. The offering actually is a time that we give our money, not take it out.
Huh. I'll keep that in mind. But I don't think I could be an usher. You know, I like to sit in my chair and just watch the worship band the whole service.
Yeah, the worship band's good, and they do a great job.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I play a little music myself. I've actually been practicing on Guitar Hero, and I got a few Christian songs down, too. Stairway to Heaven, Bat Out of Hell. Hey, just kidding.
You got me on that one. But our worship team is looking for committed people that want to share their talents with the Lord.
Yeah, but, you know, I heard that they have to get here really early, and on a Sunday morning, you know, I like to sleep in after a long work week, so I don't think so.
Well, that's your call, but I sure hope that you find a place to serve, because you could really make a difference, and I think you'd enjoy it.
Well, I'm fine sitting for now. Thanks.
Well, suit yourself. I'm going to go serve.
Hey, could you grab me a donut? A maple bar? Thanks. Man, I love this church.
Aren't you glad we got people that serve here at Good News Church?
Yes.
I tell you, I've been in that place, you know, with the other guy, the guy that sits there, and it's not pretty, is it? Let me go ahead and pray. We'll get into our message today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for Team Good News today. We thank you for the heart of Team Good News is to serve and to love and to care for people. Lord, that we're making a difference in people's lives. And I thank you, Father, that we are so blessed here at Good News Church to have the teams that that we have. But Lord, I know that as we're growing and as we're moving forward in this season of one, Lord, that we need help and we need other team members. So Lord, I'm asking you to add to our team. Just like you're adding to the church daily, add to Team Good News. And I thank you for that, Father. I ask you for that. Pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you have your Bibles, open to Acts chapter 2. And I'll kind of remind you of some things from a few weeks ago when we started our generosity experience, One Heart. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And if you don't have your Bible, you can look along here on the screen. or look on with your neighbor, or we have some Bibles under seats spread out here. It says this, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." And from that message about one heart, I shared about one of the words in this passage, and it was the word fellowship. Does everybody remember that? Fellowship. And this word in the Greek means to share, to have unity, a close association, a partnership, a communion, contributory help, and a brotherhood. And so, you know, our idea sometimes of fellowship is just getting together with somebody for a meal, talking about events and what's happening in our lives. And again, that is part of fellowship, is sharing our hearts. But there's much more to it. And the early church had a revelation of this. And so fellowship is really sharing. Fellowship is sharing of yourself with the body that you belong to. And so it is sharing yourself, talking to people, listening to people, sharing your story. But it's also getting to know someone else's story. Fellowship is sharing in the care for other family members. So we care about each other. It's a scripture that says that the world, they will know that we are His disciples, that we're followers of Jesus because of our love, what? One for another. Fellowship is also giving of sharing of our resources, our gifts, our time, and our treasure. And, you know, the one heart generosity experiences. We're sharing our treasure, our finances, to prepare the way for more people to come to the Good News Church, to impact more people with the message, with the good news that we have here. But it's also sharing our time. And time is very valuable. How many here are busy? Plenty going on. But to share our time and how much that means and how important that is here at Good News Church to share our time and to share our gifts. Each one of us has gifts. And church is a place to find out our gifts and to develop our gifts and to share those gifts with others. And then they're sharing in the responsibility for the lost, that everybody has a part to play in that, not just the leadership and the ministers, but everybody has a part in that. And then sharing in the responsibility to help others grow, to help raise up life givers. That's our mission here, is we're empowering people to give life. And all of us share in that mission here. So church should be a place of generous sharing. Everybody say sharing.
Sharing.
A place of generous sharing as contrasted with the spirit of selfish getting. And that's what the world is about getting. Selfishness is lacking consideration for others. It's concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit, advantage, or pleasure. And so selfishness is concerned about yourself, about getting what you want and what you desire. Sharing is concerned about others, seeing that their needs are met and that they're blessed. And so we're born again, made new creations with a new heart, and we used to have a selfish heart. But how many know that selfish heart has been changed to God's nature? We now have a loving heart. Now, that may not be expressed fully or come out fully and yet. I mean, it's something that's developed. But our nature is God's nature on the inside. And that's a nature to be generous. It's a nature to share. And so sharing is the overflow of God's great love on the inside. We've been so impacted by God's sharing. Aren't you glad today that God shared with us? Aren't you glad that God so loved the world that He gave, that He shared? And He didn't share just a little bit. He shared a lot. He shared His best. Ephesians 4 verse 16 says this, "From whom the whole body..." How many know we're a part of the body? We're a part of the great body of Christ, the universal church in the world. millions of believers all throughout the world. We're a part of that body, but we're also part of this local body here at Good News Church, from whom the whole body joined and knit together. That's what we're talking about in one, being joined, being knit together, looking out for each other, caring for each other, praying for each other, working with each other, joined and knit together, which by every joint supplies. Turn to your neighbor and point at him and say, you have a supply. Did you know that you had a supply? Did you know you had something to offer the body of Christ? Every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part. Now turn to your neighbor and say, you have a part. I'm just going to preach the whole message with y'all talking to each other. Y'all need to share with each other, right? Every part does its share. And when every part does its share, look what happens. It causes growth of the body for the edifying. Edifying means build up of itself in love. And so when we have more people sharing of themselves, sharing their gifts, their time, their treasure, sharing their story, sharing themselves, then the body will grow. The body will be more effective. The body will be more fruitful. And one of the things that Jesus prayed and desires for us today is that we bear fruit. And that we bear fruit and that we bear fruit that remains. And so we have an opportunity here at Good News Church. And God has done some awesome things over the history of this church. But we're moving forward. We're growing. We're expanding. God's doing astonishing things in our midst. And it's time when we need to add to this core group. We need to add to this body people that are already here, and that every part does its share. When people realize, hey, this is my church. I'm a part of Good News Church. This is my family. And I have something to share, and I have something to offer here. And when more and more people have that mentality, we're going to grow, we're going to be stronger, and be more effective in giving life in this community. Good News Church is a place where we can learn to share. How many know when we teach our kids, we teach them how to share? And this is a place where we can learn, where we can practice. Look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and when you have time, you need to read the whole chapter. It talks, and I would recommend reading it in the Message translation. It talks about the body and how we're connected and how we are joined together and how every part is important. The parts that are seen, the unseen parts, all are necessary for the body to function, for it to thrive. But I want to focus on one couple of verses here in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 27. It says, you are Christ's body. You are Christ's body. We are all members of the body of Christ. We're individuals, but we're part of the body. We are the body. Each one of us make up the body of Christ. You are Christ's body. That's who you are. You must never forget this. Only as you accept your part of that body does your part mean anything. You're familiar with some of the parts that God has formed in this church, which is His body. Apostles, prophets, teachers, miracle workers, healers, helpers, organizers, those who pray in tongues. So there's a lot of parts in a local church. There's a lot of parts in this body. And the more that we're in harmony, the more that we're in one accord, the more that we're working together, the more effective this body's going to be. The more effective we're going to be in empowering people to give life. And so one of the parts of the body that's in this list here is the word helper. Everybody say helper. Helper. What does a helper do? A helper helps. Have you ever heard the phrase ministry of helps? Raise your hand if you've heard that phrase before. Ministry of helps. It's a part of every church. A huge part of every church. The ministry of helps. And that word help there means to lay hold of, to support, to render assistance. It's all forms of loving service and support. And so helps is service and support. And there's a whole lot of help going on every day here at Good News Church. You may not see it. You may not know it. But if you took it away, we wouldn't have much of a church. There's a whole lot of help. In the ministry of helps here at Good News Church, we call our ministry of helps, we give it a name, we call it Team Good News. Have you heard that phrase before? Team Good News. Team Good News is our ministry of helps. That it's so important to have help here that it has to be organized. And we organize it what we call into teams. And it's our main serving, or it's our main helping arm of Good News Church. And just like the church has a mission, our mission, what we do here at Good News Church, is we empower people to give life. We are a life-giving church. We are raising up a body of believers that not only give life when we gather together, but when we leave here in whatever world and wherever we go, we're raising up life givers, people that give life, people that make a difference. That's our mission. That's what we do. Well, Team Good News has a mission. And you've probably heard this, especially those that are serving on Team Good News. Our mission is this: working together. Isn't that good? Working together. Not working alone, working apart from each other. Working together, doing whatever it takes. It's not just doing work. Working together, doing whatever it takes. And look at the purpose: to create an environment where lives can be changed. Team Good News right now has been serving and helping all throughout today's service. When we get together on Wednesday, any events, anything that we do, Team Good News is a part of that. Helping, serving, and you may not see it, but you remove it and you'll see it. Take it away and we won't have a church. Take it away and we won't accomplish our vision and our mission. It's essential, it's vital to Good News Church. So say this with me. Repeat this after me. Team Good News is working together, doing whatever it takes to create an environment where lives can be changed. So Team Good News is all about transformed lives. It's all about changing lives. Now the heart of Team Good News is found in Mark chapter 10. It's found in Jesus' words. Mark 10 verse 44 says this: whoever wants to be great must become a servant. Whoever wants to be first among you must be your slave. That is what the Son of Man has done. He came to serve. We're talking about Jesus. We're talking about God. This is God in the flesh. This is the one who represents the Father God. He came to serve, not to be served. Boy, this is a good message for our ministers today. This is a good message for those in leadership and those in full-time ministry. The word minister means servant. Our politicians are supposed to be ministers. We need to send this message to our politicians. Because they've forgotten, they think it's all about serving them. But Jesus, he came to serve, not to be served, and then to give away his life in exchange for many who are held hostage. See, Jesus had a vision. He had a mission for his serving, and his purpose was for changed lives. His purpose was so that people could experience the abundant life. His purpose was so people could know God, be reconciled to God. His purpose was so people could have eternal life, that people could be free from the bondage of the devil. See, he had a purpose in what he came to do, and he did it through serving others. He served others. And so at Team Good News, what we're learning to do is we're learning to be like Jesus. We're learning to serve. And it's about following his example. And it's learning to serve, and not only serving, just doing something, but serving well. The word serve used here in Mark 10 has the connotation of a waiter. A waiter serving tables. But not just serving tables and kind of going through the motions, but a waiter who serves well, who cares about the clients, cares about their welfare, cares about their needs, their desires, their wants, cares about people. And then it goes on so much to say that it's like they treat their customers like royalty. Treat their customers like royalty. Have you ever been somewhere where you've been just treated well? How do you feel when you walk out of there? If you've had amazing service, or if someone's gone out of their way to be a blessing, does that make you feel good? Does that make you want to go back to that place? If they've got a message or something that they believe in, wouldn't you be open to their message by how they treat you? And Jesus, and that's what he did, he came to treat people like royalty. He came to serve people. He came to love people. And so much so, he sacrificed himself to do it. This is whom we follow. This is whom we pattern our lives after. He's our master. Now, just the heart of serving is enough. But I also have some good news for you. There's benefits. There's benefits to serving here at Good News Church. There's benefits to being a part of Team Good News. I'm going to just share a couple with you. There's a principle in the Scriptures that what you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. So if you're involved in seeing that others' lives will be transformed and changed, God will see to it that your life is changed. It feels good to serve. When you do things for some, because we're made, this is a part of who we are, it's our nature. When we do things for people and not expecting something in return, it feels good. When we serve here at the Good News Church, we get to know others in the church. Some of the strongest relationships formed here at the church are people serving together. We get to grow in our ability to serve. And as we learn to serve here at the church, we take it home to our families, in our marriages, with our kids, our neighbors, where we work. And that, and it goes beyond just to impact people. We help others grow in their faith by our service. We're making the way for people to hear the word, to be trained, to be developed, to be who God made them to be. We're making the way for life givers to be trained up. Any testimony you hear at this church about God doing anything for the people of Good News Church, that should thrill the members of Team Good News, because you had a part in that testimony. Because you're making a difference. You're helping to transform lives. You're encouraging people. And as you serve, you get to be encouraged. Because the people on Team Good News are so awesome to see their attitudes, to see their heart, to see them going over and above. It rubs off on you and it encourages you. And you get to see as you serve the gifting that God has in you. I can't tell you how many people have discovered things here at Good News Church they didn't even know that they had. But as they served and as they sowed seed, God began to reveal things in their heart, gifts and abilities that they had. And how many know we have an opportunity on Team Good News to make someone's day? Have you ever been discouraged? Have you ever been down? Have you ever been going through a rough patch and someone just shows you a little kindness, a little grace? The world is starving for grace, for love, for care. You get an opportunity every time you serve to make someone's day. It may be something so little in what you feel is insignificant, but to them it makes a world of difference. And then people that don't know God are going to be amazed by the heart of the volunteers, of people not getting a salary, but their attitude and their conduct and their way that they go about and treat people. Lost people are going to, and the Bible talks about this, that we're going to know His disciples by our love and our care one for another. So those are some of the many benefits for serving. Team Good News is vital and essential for this ministry to fulfill its vision and its mission. And for those that are already serving on Team Good News, if you're already serving on a team, raise your hand. Many, many people are here today. I want you to know you're making a difference in the lives of people. You're changing lives for eternity. What you're doing is important. You are valuable. You are precious in the kingdom of God. And for those that are not serving, I understand all the reasons why you may not be. But I'm asking you to consider today to serve. I'm asking you to, just like with the generosity experience, one heart, about giving our finances. Many people have responded over and above. And I'm telling you, this is a time for all hands on deck. This is a time where we need everybody. We need everybody in their place. And if you are not serving on Good News Church, Team Good News, I just encourage you to pray about it, to look into it. You'll have an opportunity to find out what teams we have available today. But God's got a place for you here. And if you'll, and I'm asking God for 10 new team members, at least 10 new team members as a result of today. Specifically, I've asked Him for 10. We need some help on our teams. And we have some really faithful people, but I don't want to burn anybody out. I don't want to wear anybody out. If everybody part does their share, we're going to grow and we're going to strong, and it shouldn't be the burden on any one person. Burnout shouldn't be a word we have here. Now look at the power of adding team members, and we'll close with this. Turn over to Acts chapter 6. Acts chapter 6, verse 1. It says, during this time, as the disciples were increasing. Now note that, they were increasing, they were growing in numbers by leaps and bounds. Hard feelings developed among the Greek-speaking believers, the Hellenists, towards the Hebrew-speaking believers, because their widows were being discriminated against in the daily food lines. So the 12 called a meeting of the disciples. They said, it wouldn't be right for us to abandon our responsibilities for preaching and teaching the word of God to help with the care of the poor. So friends, choose 7 men from among you whom everyone trusts, men full of the Holy Spirit in a good sense, and we'll assign them this task. Meanwhile, we'll stick to our assigned task of prayer and speaking God's word. The congregation thought this was a great idea, and they went ahead and chose, and the names of 7 people they chose. So did you get the picture? They had a business of the ministry, a part of the ministry. There was a need. There were some problems arose. They needed help. So they found within the congregation 7 people to take over this team, over this business. And look what happened. Let's continue on. Then they presented them to the apostles, praying the apostles laid on hands and commissioned them for their task. The word of God prospered. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased dramatically. by adding seven people. By adding seven people, they were already increasing. They were growing. They were, you know, they were prospering. But then there was dramatic increase. How many would like some dramatic increase here at Good News Church? In every area. If we can add 7 to 10 people to Team Good News Church, what could happen in this ministry? How many more lives? We're already impacting lives. But how many more people could be saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, to hear the Word, to be trained, to be raised up in disciples? How many more life givers could we have? People that we meet in our ministerial group that we're a part of, they're amazed at the life givers we have. People in other nations, they're amazed at the quality of people that we have at Good News Church. They're envious of what we've got here. But I tell you, it's not enough for me. I don't want to get comfortable. We need to press forward. We need to move forward. We need more life givers among the young, amongst every area, more life givers. This city, this area, our community needs more life givers. If we can add to Team Good News, we'll be in a better place to be able to do that. So I'm asking for your help today. Please consider this. Please pray about it. We need everybody in their place. Amen. Praise God. We've got another... Susie, why don't you come? Turn it over to you.
I am going to introduce some of the teams that we have here. Ushers, if you will, I gave you some handouts. Can you hand those out to the folks? And we're going to introduce some of the teams and their leaders. Let me just say this. There are other people that are not here you won't see introduced today because they're out serving right now. They're back with the kids and doing things. And we have people that are, we have ushers who are passing. Look at there. Without their help, you couldn't get that paper. Without the team, the media team, you wouldn't be hearing me very well. It wouldn't be going out on the radio. It wouldn't be being recorded. There's probably somebody back there brewing some coffee. Who knows? So you can have coffee and a donut after service because we have some for you. So somebody about me making a Krispy Kreme run. I don't know, but somebody's doing something for your sake right now. Praise God. So I'm going to go through. This is a listing of some of the teams, and we're going to go through. Nate, we're going to actually start with you, and we're going to cover all of your teams while you're up here. And so we're going to start with the media team. You can tell what you're responsible for.
Yeah, why don't we start with the media team, but actually I have a leader under me for the media team, and that's Grayson Judd. Where are you, Grayson? Oh, he's doing something back there. He's likely taking a nap from all of his serving duties. He's serving. Responsible for the media team, Overflow Youth Ministry, WRMK, the worship team. The website, with a lot of that will fall under the media team, but that's kind of the general overview, and you can read on your sheet there all of the different areas that would be involved in that. Anything else I need to say? If you serve on the media team, go ahead and stand. Most of them in the back. If you run, there's a few. Thank you very much. And if you serve in Overflow Youth Ministry, would you stand? You just remain standing, all of those who are on my teams there. And, yeah, awesome. And if you serve at Darby RMK, that would be under media. Very good. And, yeah, O2, if you serve with O2, that's right. What are you doing? There you go.
If you serve with O2.
That's included in Overflow. If you serve on the worship team, would you stand? Thank you. Look at that. Appreciate you. Way to go. You can be seated.
So these are people that make those areas happen. Huh? You can go sit down. Sit down, Nate. No, I'm just teasing you. But you can see on here the media team and what they do. And there's different parts of the media team, which includes the radio team, WRMK. Lots of different parts to that. Lots of things that happen. And that's really behind the scenes ministry right there. But has huge, huge impact on Good News Church. And this is an area that's growing because this is an area where most of our technology, our website is under this, our new app that we have available, the podcast, all of that. And so particularly those of you who are techies, we could definitely use your help in this area. And it's not something that has to happen during a service time. It's something you can do at your, you know, at your convenience. So that's what that is. Let's see who we're going to go to next. I think we're going to go to Miss Rhonda Tiller. Miss Rhonda Tiller, I'm not sure she knows where she's coming up here, but here we go. Rhonda Tiller, she come up here, lady. She handles, I'll talk for you. Rhonda is actually over two teams at Good News Church. She's over, first of all, the Resource Center.
Yes. You want to say something about Resource Center?
Help. The Resource Center is responsible for receiving the CDs and the tapes from the media team, and then we make CDs and tapes, and we also sell books and whatever resources that you need for you to carry to your friends or just study for yourself to help make your life better.
That's right. And then Rhonda also heads up our hospitality team. That's where the food comes from. And so that's taken on a whole new level of responsibility, and since we started one and we have the time of connections, why don't you tell them what y'all do?
Well, we prepare and serve food for your enjoyment. We just create an environment where everyone can come and fellowship and learn each other and establish friendships and have food and fun.
That's right. Now, if you serve on the Resource Center team or the hospitality team, why don't you stand? Woo-hoo. That's right. There we go. And you need help on both of those teams?
We do. We need your help.
So you can join. And even though it looks like most of those people who stood are female, we also realize
some strong men.
Yeah, we also welcome men on either of those teams. So sometimes teams get divided by sex, and I think it's good to have men and women on both teams. We used to have the best female usher in Augusta, Georgia. Kimberly McDonald. She took a leave of absence for her honeymoon. Is the honeymoon over yet, David? Okay, no answer. Just teasing. Okay. All right, we'll move along to Mr. James Thomas. Why don't you come up here, sir? James heads the usher team, and this is a pretty visible team. Again, this is a team that's all male right now, but we could certainly use the feminine touch on this team.
Well, thank you. I just want to point out one particular thing about the ushers. Is one of the things that we really do that people don't think about is we communicate, coordinate. We are considering all of you, and we look to love all of you, and we like to flow in the operations of the whole entire church. And we would love to have more females on the usher team. And I will guarantee you, if you join the usher team, you will definitely increase in your spiritual walk.
Praise God. Now, all of you who are ushers, why don't you stand and serve? Here, mostly standing. All righty. Thank you, guys. Thank you, James. And we need more males as well, not just females, but more men, strong men, on that team. So, and then let's see, Natalie Ferguson heads our welcome team, the greeters. Doing an awesome job with this.
Well, our welcome team is one of the easiest, best teams to start with because all you need there is to have a heart and want to help people and bring everybody in with gladness and security and safety coming into the service. So we would love to have you serve on the team. It is very easy, very flexible, and this is one of the most patient teams in the church. And boy, do we jump in and help each other because they have great patience with me. And when someone's schedule changes, we jump right in and let them have a break so somebody else can serve that week. So we really would like to have you join our team.
You're a smart lady. If you serve on the welcome team, why don't you stand? A few of you are here. Yeah. Yeah. And Janet back there. Yeah. Some of them aren't here today. You can be seated. Thanks, you guys. Yeah. Some are traveling. Some are working. All right. And let's see who else we have here. We have Rhonda Ball is going to come. Rhonda is our administrative assistant. She heads our admin team, which is a growing team and is going to be growing even more.
Amen. Like Pastor Susie said, basically it's just copying the paper that you have in your hands now, the bulletins, the Hey, I'm Here cards. We do a lot of that, the data entry. And right now I have Sister Fab. She's on my team. She helped me out while I was out of town. And Tanya, she does the green cards for me. She actually prints them up, and then we cut them and put them in the bulletin. So if you would like to join, and, you know, if you want to do office work, like teens, you want to get into admin, you know, when you get into school or something, it'll be a good start to volunteer.
That's right. That's good. So is Fabiola there? Yeah, Fabiola Stand and Tanya, they're on this team. Hey, hey, Tanya Taylor. There you go. Thank you. This week, Rhonda was out of town. She and Frank went out of town for their anniversary. So they're starting a new honeymoon today. Anyway, and but Fabiola filled in, and so that's part of what the admin team does. She came and did some of the work that Rhonda does. Not all of it, but because we could never do it all, but some. Okay, let's see who else. Kristen. Kristen has a bunch of teams, and we'll start with her cleaning team.
Yes, you see our beautiful church when you walk in, and somebody came on the weekend to actually vacuum the floors, sweep the floors, mop, clean the toilets, all that fun stuff. And so if you're a family, if you're an individual, you can come and serve on this team. You do not have to be a member to serve on this team. You can come at your convenience, really, around your schedule. And we have two teams. We have a midweek team that cleans before the Wednesday night service, and we have a weekend team that cleans before the Sunday service. And right now what we're doing is we're just, you're serving once or twice every 3 months. We have a lot of families on this team, and we need some more. If you're willing to commit 2 hours every 3 months, we need you. So, yeah, if the cleaning team would stand, if you are involved with the cleaning team. Woohoo! Yeah, yeah. Thank you for your service. Then I also am in charge of the campus support team. The campus support team is what you normally would hear about a maintenance or yard maintenance team. We also do building projects, design. Actually, I'm wanting to create a design team. That's part of campus support. So if you're interested in art or design at all, I need a couple of people to help me with that. And if you have any specialized skills with building, carpentry, all those things, we could use that. If you don't have any specialized skills, you can do things in the yard like pine straw, picking out weeds, watering the plants, those kind of things. We do anything that has to do with the yard, anything that has to do with building, or anything that has to do with our projects. The atrium was one of the projects that the campus support team did, and we're looking at many more renovations, so we need your help. That's right. So campus support team, if you'd stand. Woo-hoo. Okay, and also, I am the Children's Ministry Director, and I'd like Terry to come on up with me. Terry is my assistant director, and she helps me so much. I couldn't do it without her, for sure. And we have many areas, but we take care of all the children, newborn through fifth grade. And I specifically am over the Hydro Forest Kids area, which is kindergarten through fifth grade, and Terry takes care of all the babies through 5 years old. And our purpose is really just to take good care of your children and our visitors. And we want your children to have a real relationship with Jesus. And that is our mission. And when they come to Good News Church, they are getting the Word of God. And it may be in very bite-sized pieces, but we put an importance on the Word of God and them having a real relationship so that they can take what we give them here and take it to their world. And we do have wonderful testimonies of kids sharing the gospel with others because of what they've learned here at Good News Church. And even if you're a baby, you get the Word of God here. And so we just really appreciate the opportunity to partner with parents to help them cultivate the spiritual life of these children. So if you'd like to join this team, we need help in all areas. We need teachers and helpers. And if you are breathing, you can help. But we do ask that you're a member, and we have to do a criminal background check because we want to make sure our children are safe, and that's really important to us too. You have anything to add? Yeah, I'll go about that.
Okay. I just want you to know this is a good place to hook up and serve. We're like a family, and I love each and every one of my teachers and helpers, and I love to connect with them and get them connected with other team members. And also, I have helped our teenagers. I've written recommendations for them for their job or for college or whatever, and it's a good place to start in volunteering. And also, I love to encourage and empower people and help you to do something that you didn't think you could do, because I was that person. I didn't think that I could bring anything to the table. And so somebody saw something in me, so I want to, you know, I can help see something in you if you are just willing and have an open heart. So, and we take it serious. We pour everything that God is into every single child that comes into our room. And, you know, all of his love and his nature. Because how many know kids come in this world one way, but we transform them into be, you know, to have God's nature and to be a servant and to love God for the rest of their life. So.
And there's one more team apart that's part of Hydro Force Children's Ministry. It's called the Registration Team. You may see them out front in the lobby. You do not have to be a member to be a part of this team. It's just greeting the parents and actually giving them their name tags and helping them find their classrooms and just making them feel welcome and greeting our visitors and helping them to fill out forms and things like that. So if you're interested in working with a children's ministry but you don't want to work with children because you're scared, I understand that. That is a great team to start off with, and we need some bubbly, you know, people that love people. So yeah, we'd love to have you on that team too. So if you're a part of Hydro Force Children's Ministry at all, registration or all the kids, we'd like for you to stand.
Yay! Woo-hoo!
And we need some more males on this team too.
Few good men. Praise God. Well, that's all the teams that we have. Now we have a video that we prepared. Some of the people that actually serve here at Good News Church on Team Good News. Some of them, we're going to hear from them for a moment.
When I started coming to church, everybody served on Team Good News. Pretty much everybody had a job or multiple jobs. And really, not just jobs, but opportunities to bless people. And one thing that really convinced me to start serving in that capacity was when I saw what an impact other people had made on my life just from coming here.
I serve because, one, we're all called to serve, and two, because this is my family, this is my home, and I want to be able to support my home.
I guess it's a calling God has called me. I'm retired on disability, but I can still use my mind. It still works pretty good. And by doing this, I feel something I can give. And because the church does so much for me and my family, I just want to be able to give, you know, a little bit back to the church and to the people.
One person can't do it all. We're all a team, and we have to work together, or the church would not function.
I want to reach more people by having a clean building, and they can appreciate that.
It makes me feel good. I like helping people. I like talking to people. I like the interaction, and it doesn't feel like a chore. I feel like if That's how I felt inside, like it was a chore, like I was forced to. Then I wouldn't do it. I just do it because that's what I like to do. It's I guess it's something I care about, that I feel strongly about, and I know that it's making an impact in people's lives.
Because I want to. I really feel that it's the least that I can do for myself, but it means a lot to our family here at church. I feel like everybody should put their part in, just like in any family or group or anything like that. I couldn't imagine not being a part of this, because Good News Church and the people here are part of our life and our family, and I don't know why anybody wouldn't. That's that simple to me.
Well, I want to teach Taryn how to serve, and to serve with a heart of giving and doing her part.
I serve because it's in my heart to serve. It brings me joy, brings me peace, and I just have a service heart. When me and my son Elijah cleaned the church a couple of weekends ago, I had fun doing it, and I love helping people.
It's something that we can be thankful for, that he's given us a supply to bring. We can bring that to the church, and the body of Christ will be edified and built up because we did that.
And I particularly serve with the kids, because what we are teaching the kids here is vital. Help them throughout their whole life, and I wish I would have known the things that we were teaching them when I was younger.
Something I really enjoy doing, to be able to help in this respect.
I saw that there was a need, and I just felt like that I could do something. If I put my hand to something, that it would help everyone on the team. So my part.
It's pretty fun. You get to know new people, get to know new technologies, new knowledge of everything. You feel more comfort, feel more welcome in church and everything.
Because it's my pleasure. I mean, it's fun. You get to interact with everybody, and you get new things. You find out that you can do stuff when you didn't know you could.
I just think that the more people's hands that are put in to wherever area it is, the least one person has to do. We are all responsible for taking care of things that need to be done around here if we consider this our home and our family. So, you know, why would you not clean a toilet and sweep a hallway because you use the toilets and you walk in the hallway, right?
Right, exactly.
I love to serve because it helps me to think less of
myself,
think more of other people. And I get the opportunity to fellowship with other people, other members, and we get a chance to just laugh and serve together and show the love of Jesus Christ while we serve Him.
It's all about the kids, not what I do in my business. Feeding you all. And would you get out of my face?
You're just giving me the encouragement to say that to people. Get out of my face. But we speak the truth in love. Did you sense the love coming from that? Well, praise God. What we're going to do at the end of the service today, you've heard of a job fair. Everybody know about a job fair. We're having a serving fair. Team Good News Fair in the Commons, which you can go down either hallway, basically to the end. And we have some booths set up, and we'll have all the leaders there. And you can go get more information, talk about the various teams and things. And if you have some questions about different areas. And I believe there's some people here today that are going to sign up for something today, even.
But you don't have to,
but, get the information about things. But we're believing God for at least 10 more people added to Team Good News Church. And so we have some food back there. We're having some hospitality, so others can come as well. And that'll be back in the Commons directly following the service. Let's stand, everybody. And let's just take a moment. Once you catch hands, let's take a moment. Let's pray for each other. We always do our big prayer chain. Got a prayer circle over there. Let's pray for each other. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our brothers and sisters. We thank you for our fellow family members. We thank you for those on our left and right and those that are a part of this church and new people that are here. Father, I thank you that you're doing a work in all of our lives. We're growing up in all things. The word's being planted in our heart, bearing much fruit. Each of us are going to bear fruit in a greater way for the kingdom of God. We will make a difference. We're growing as life givers, taking the word wherever we go into our world, making a difference. We are world changers. We impact Augusta in this area with the gospel, with your love, with your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. We speak health. We speak healing. We speak strength. We call in provision for anybody's needs. Call their minds to be well, free from fear, free from torment. That the peace of God just fills us up, that we know your great love. It just saturates our hearts and we experience it every day, Father. We're growing in our understanding of it. And our lives are so much filled with your love that it just flows out to reach and touch others. Thank you, Father. You're bringing this church together into one accord, one heart, one soul, one body. And I thank you, Father. Thank you for one heart. We've called in over $40,000. And a part has already come in, but we just thank you for the rest of it coming in by the middle of June, over and above. And we thank you. And we receive it. And Lord, we ask you for 10 new team members, at least 10 new team members, to come into Team Good News. We ask you for it. Bring them in, Father. Work on the hearts of people. And Lord, that we, because of that, will be a stronger, a better church, more effective, more fruitful. More lives will be changed. More people impacted, more hearts touched, more life given. So we thank you for it. We give you praise. Lord, we pray that for Good News Church, our best days are in the past. That our future is bright. That the best is yet to come. That we're getting better. Help us to prepare for the changes coming. Give us revelation. Show us your plan. Show us the way, Father. We want to be we're willing and obedient. We want to follow you. It's not about any person here. It's not about personalities. It's about your plan. And so we say as a congregation, not our will, not my will be done, but your will be done. You build this house. You build this family here. So we thank you for it. And we give no place to the enemy, no place to strife or division or offense. We drive that out in the name of Jesus. That Good News Church would be a place of love, God's love, flowing through the people that are here. That the people would know that we're your disciples, that we're followers of Jesus because of that great love we have one for another. So we ask you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, just invite y'all back to the Commons. Y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.